We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
Hello, hello. It feels so good to be sitting here chatting with you. I know it's been a while. I've been gone for like 3 weeks. Maybe you noticed and you were like, oh, where's the podcast? Or you simply didn't give a single shit. And you know what? Either way, I'm just glad you're here today. My name is Ava. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. I have only the smallest bit of stage fright right now because it's been so long since I've recorded an episode. So much has changed. I will say that I am in a completely new location. I am now a suburban woman in my settling down era. You guys know I had a move coming up and now we're in the house. We're in a completely brand new space. Hopefully there's not too much of an echo going on, because I still need to fill this room with a little bit of furniture, but I'm sitting in my little podcast office room. I'm sitting on a proper couch. This is really exciting stuff. I am so excited to be back chatting with you all today. I missed you guys so much. I feel like every time something fun or interesting happened, I just thought in my head, oh, I can't wait to talk to them again and like be back on the podcast. So I hope you've been well. I know May can bring a lot of different things. I know it's graduation season, so maybe you're graduating from high school or college, whatever it is. Congrats if that's you, or you're finishing up school. It's finals week. I know it can just be a lot. So day by day, we're gonna get through it. Summer is right around the corner. The only thing that's a little bit depressing about the summer when you're not going into school again is that once you've graduated and you're done with your education, there isn't really a summer break. Like, people at their 9-to-5s don't get like a summer break from their job, which is horrible. I think that's the one way in which school, dare I say, slays, because at least you get breaks. But I feel like with work, unless you take time off, you don't, which is foolery. I don't agree with that. However, I guess that's just the way life goes. Gotta enjoy things as they come. Summer just doesn't hit the same like it used to as an adult. It's just, I mean, I feel like everything kind of feels the same. My rant about that aside, I'm coming to you as a full-blown adult now. Not really. I still feel like a child, and I feel like I have so many responsibilities now, so many more responsibilities that I did not have before, which is a little bit overwhelming. But I'm coming to you as a homeowner now, which is insane. I think I've been here for, tomorrow will make 3 weeks officially, and that's actually crazy because I feel like it feels so homey already. If you haven't been keeping up with the moving vlogs, you definitely should go look on YouTube. I've been posting the whole moving process, moving out of the apartment, settling into this place, kind of making it a home. And the video that I'm posting today, actually, because I'm posting twice a week in May to kind of keep up in real time, it is my favorite moving vlog because it's the one where we finally paint the walls, I get a couch, I lay out some rugs. I kind of have a little bit, it could be an outrageous rug to some people in this office, because I wanted something that was colorful. I wanted something that was green, obviously, to match the podcast aesthetic. And it's a rug that has like ponies and a lion on it. It's like a forest grandma rug. Go watch the new video if you're trying to get a visual for this, but it's kind of crazy that 3 weeks in, it's already feeling so homey in here. And that's so nice because I was kind of worried about that for a while. I was like, I don't know how long it's going to take for me to settle in, but I feel like within the last few days and the projects that we've done, it's really starting to feel like home, which is so nice. If you've moved before, you know how chaotic moving can be. So that's kind of why I took a few weeks off of the podcast, just because I needed to focus on that. I wanted to get my moving vlogs up and get content for my YouTube. So thank you for being patient, but now I'm back. Pretty much for the rest of the year, every single Wednesday, you can tune in. We'll have a little chat. I'll talk about something that's on my mind, hence the title and name of this podcast, and it'll be a good time. That's pretty much been the biggest life change that's been going on, from living in an apartment to living in a house. It definitely feels a lot different. I feel like an apartment, I don't know, something about settling into a house, I'm like, okay, what's next? Am I gonna get married? Am I gonna have kids? Like, yes, but it just feels like this is the start of a new season in my life where I'm in my settling down era. I'm not saying I'm going to get married soon. Okay. Right? I don't know. Ask Micah. But it almost feels like I'm cosplaying as a suburban housewife. I also live alone now. If you're not up to date with the YouTube, which if you're not, that's okay. Micah moved, which was not on my bingo card for 2024. I'll say that. Basically, he got stationed on Maui. I live on Oahu. So that's been a bit of a change. I explained it in my Living Alone Again dramatic ass YouTube video that I posted, which some people were upset that I used clickbait, but like technically it's not because I kind of am living alone. If you are unfamiliar with a firefighter schedule, they have 24 hours on, 24 hours off for three shifts. So that'll take up like 3 or 6 days, at least in Hawaii, that's how the schedule works. And then they have 4 consecutive days off. So Micah lives in Maui for those 6 days, 3 days he's at the station, the other 3 days like on his in-between days, he's not just gonna fly home because it's expensive. So he has a place out there and then he comes home for his 4 days off. So that's kind of been the routine that we've been in, which was unexpected and not ideal just because I wasn't planning on living in this house alone, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. We're dealing with it. I'm so glad that he's settling it into his career. I'm more happy about that than anything. But yeah, it's been an interesting experience. I actually wasn't staying at the house for a long time just because I hadn't had security installed yet, which I do now. This place is locked down, which I'm very happy about because security and privacy is like the top most important thing for me. So this place is locked down, which I'm happy about because now I can stay here with peace of mind. So yeah, got the whole security and alarm system set. It was funny. I forget which friend I was texting, but I was telling her how I was staying at my parents' house at night and like just working at the house during the day because I was scared and didn't really feel like staying here without that level or like layer of protection. So I told her I hired security and she thought I hired security guards. I'm not at that level. And I think that'd be a little bit aggressive. I definitely feel safe here now. I'm feeling cozy. We have painted walls. I painted a wall green, painted a wall brown, and it just feels so good. I'm starting to add more decorations now because I feel like we pretty much have all of the furniture minus like 2 things, but all the main things are in. So I'm kind of just in my soon to be decorating mode, which is really exciting because then I can play around more with color and add personal touches and stuff. But yeah, this house has been an interesting, I don't want to say project because it's a freaking new build. So obviously everything is very nice and it's new, but it wasn't ideal in terms of the walls are pretty much gray. It's like a white gray. It's white with like this gray undertone and the floors are also a dark gray, which I feel like is very quote unquote in. If that's your style, that's great. Some people love that. I know a lot of people, especially in our generation, kind of hate it because it's like called millennial gray. And it just got really popular in construction styles. I had no choice when I bought this house. That's just what it came with. So I'm not going to complain. Like, that would be such a silly thing to complain about. And it was funny because I was getting DMs like, I don't know how you could buy a house with gray floors and gray walls. And I'm like, that can all be changed. Not that I'm going to rip out the floors and spend my money doing that because that would just kind of be unnecessary. That was out of my control. But what's in my control is that I can paint whatever I want. So we've been painting the walls. I've been trying to warm up the space a lot with the furniture that I've been choosing. So I've been very intentionally picking out pieces that warm up the space, bring it to life, bring in color. And honestly, I feel like I've done a pretty good job. If you've been keeping up with my Instagram and stuff, you would see that it's definitely feeling cozy because obviously when you're in an empty place, it's kind of sterile and cold. And that's the last thing I wanted with this home. I wanted to feel lived in and warm and safe and inviting. And I feel like it's starting to get there. So I'm so, so happy about that. It's kind of crazy being in this season of life, knowing that I've dreamed of this for so long and now it's here. So I don't know. I guess my point in saying that is a message to you. You can achieve your dreams. Dream big. Why not? Literally shoot for the stars. I know that sounds so cringe, but things are cringe for a reason, okay? Because they're inspiring. But you can do whatever you put your mind to. And I just hope anyone out there listening knows that your dreams are possible. I believe in you. You just have to believe in you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'll just say it. In this era, I'm realizing more and more adulting can be hard. Life can be hard. We all carry around different stressors, big or small. For me right now, moving in, that has been a big stress, being a homeowner, which sounds silly, right? But it's a lot of responsibility that I've never had before, not something that I've been taught in school how to learn all these new terms and just things that are way over my head. And I almost feel like a little bit of an imposter going through all of this, but keeping those emotions and stressors bottled up is never good for anyone. And it can definitely start to negatively affect you. So that's why I've always found such a deep appreciation for therapy. It's a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I feel like there's this idea about therapy that you have to have major things going on to benefit from it, but the truth is, therapy is for everyone and everything. It's about you and what you need, regardless of the size or type of issues you're dealing with. Whether I'm dealing with a big stressful move, need some guidance, or just having an off day, I need to vent, therapy has helped me find healthy, positive ways to navigate through life. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All it takes is a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mind today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mind. Going back to my whole spiel about living alone again, I'm actually on FaceTime with Micah right now. We're both on mute. I think he's like watching anime or something, and I'm on mute recording this. First of all, I don't let anyone hear me recording a podcast. I don't know why that gives me the scaries. Just you get to hear. That just feels really invasive. So that's why I'm on mute. He was like, I don't care. And I was like, honey, I do. I will stay on mute. You can just watch me gesture with my hands. I usually don't record these podcasts like at the apartment. I was just recording them, but now I have a huge mirror in front of me so I can like see myself talking. And I'm like, a bitch doesn't know how to talk without using her hands. My hands are constantly moving. I'm getting a full arm workout, Pilates workout, recording these episodes because I just can't stop gesturing with my hands. He's not coming home for a few more days because he's in the middle of his shift. So I'm looking forward to that. I will say it's weird because when I was living alone, like when I was deep into my living alone era initially, I was so independent. I was learning how to be independent. And then I just like became independent, learned how to do that, was really good at taking care of myself. And then it's so weird because I have lived with him for maybe the last 9-10 months. And you almost just get used to that new way of living. I got used to relying on him for things and him taking a load of some things, having him there every single night. So it was a weird adjustment having this whole new situation, especially, I don't know. I feel like a house is different. I don't know if anyone else is like this, but like, yes, I get scared. I can't look down the hallways at night because it's dark. And sometimes I'll give myself the spooks. So maybe I'm not ready for this, but it's definitely different because this place is a lot bigger than the apartment was. The apartment was like this cozy little cocoon. He's waving at me right now. And now I have this whole big space, which when we're together, it's fine. But when I'm alone, it just feels so big. So I had my first sleepover. You'll never guess who it was. It was a boy. Don't tell Micah. I'm just kidding. It was Coda. Coda is my family dog. Everyone, well, not everyone. That's like so dramatic. A few people were asking, why doesn't Coda live with you now that you have a house? He's not my dog. Unfortunately, I do not have the rights to take him. That is my parents' dog. So he had his first sleepover. They dropped him off with his blanket, his little crate, and he was amazing. It was so fun. I vlogged that next morning, actually. And it just felt so nice. And it's definitely giving me dog fever, I would say. Because, I don't know, it gives you like a sense of purpose. You have to show up for the dog, walk the dog, make sure they're fed. And the days that he's slept over in the morning, I wake up at like 6 a.m. We're out the door by 6:10, 6:15 going on a walk together. And it just gets me out of bed. And I just love, I don't know, I love taking care of people. I love taking care of Coda. So it makes my maternal instincts just really, really happy. And yeah, that has been really, really nice. If you know, you know. If you've been around, you know that he was not allowed at the apartment, so he never stepped foot in there, which is actually really sad. But he loves it in here. It's so cute because at my parents' house, he's more of an outside dog, but in here, the grass isn't grown in yet, so, and I don't have a fence yet, so he would just stay inside. And so I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, he hasn't really been trained inside. Like, I don't know if he knows not to jump on the couch, whatever. He is so sweet, so obedient. He'll just like follow me along if I'm walking somewhere in the house, and then he'll plop down. Like, if he was here right now, he'd definitely be laying on the rug in front of me just watching me. And I don't know, it's just a nice sense of companionship. If you have a dog, you know. But yeah, I've never really had to take care of one on my own before, so these little sleepovers have been fun, especially because when Micah's gone, obviously the place feels a lot more empty. I've been holding it together pretty well though. The first few times I dropped him off at the airport, I was doing really well, and then the last time, I don't know what it was, I think maybe because we had done so many home projects, and I guess I was just feeling extra close to him for some reason. The house was starting to feel like a home, and we had been doing all these things together to make it feel like a home, and yeah, it was just so nice. I had the worst mental breakdown. I lost it, which is just, I mean, it's like not the biggest deal because I know he's not gone for months at a time like other people have to experience, but still, I don't know. It really got to me the last time, but feelings come and go. You kind of just have to ride the wave. I will say that most situations have a positive side if you look for it. The positive side of this is that I get these uninterrupted days where I can just do what I want, focus on what I want to do, and really just get things done, be in my routine, be in my health era, and do what I want to do, have time to work on my business and film videos uninterrupted. It's also so nice doing that, like when he's here too. I love filming with him, but those 6 days that he's gone are kind of like my grind days. And then when he's here, feels like a little mini vacation. We get to just spend time together, which I love. But yeah, it's actually been a really nice balance. I'm definitely counting down the days that he can fully move home again. Even when he does move home, he's going to be gone for 24 hours at a time because of the nature of his job. But now I feel a lot more prepared for that. The last few days, I've been trying to get back into my routines because I completely fell off with every single one of them. I feel like I haven't been in a good routine since I failed 75 hard. I actually had this thought the other day and I told it to Micah. I was like, imagine how I'd feel and how I'd look if I actually stuck with that. That sends me into a spiral. But you know what? Better day one than one day. So the other day, I woke up and I was like, I'm going to get my life back together because things have just been so chaotic. I've been eating takeout for every single meal. Haven't even cooked a meal in this house yet. Haven't worked out in like 2 weeks. So I finally got back on the train of all the things that make me feel good, which sometimes it's hard to do that when you've been out of it for a while. It's really hard to find the motivation. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to wait for the motivation to come because it's simply probably not going to. I'm going to tell myself I'm going to do this and follow through with that because that will feel so good and I'll feel a sense of accomplishment. So I'm probably going to go on a little walk after this, which let me just say, going on a walk in the suburbs hits freaking different, especially when Coda's here, but even alone, it is so nice. I love walking around this neighborhood. I walked for like 3 miles the other day and it was so peaceful. The sun was setting. It was beautiful, gorgeous, stunning out. I definitely couldn't walk like that in the city where I used to live because it was kind of a sketchy area. Like, especially at night, I would not go out there alone once it got dark, especially alone. But yeah, it wasn't the kind of area that you just go on a walk on without kind of looking over your shoulder almost. But here it's a lot more peaceful. And that's honestly one of the biggest things I was the most excited about. So I've been doing that, trying to get back into my routines. It's okay if you fall off. It's okay. I know that things don't always go as planned. You got to find the balance of not being too hard on yourself while also pushing yourself. And I think I've finally found that. Because sometimes I'm like too gentle with myself and then I'm like, okay, nothing's getting done. It's time to be a little mean. Just to me though, not to other people. You know what I mean? If I was being kind and gentle with myself, honey, I'm running a bath as soon as I'm done recording this and sitting on the couch for the next 5 hours. No, I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna move my body. I'm gonna feel good. I'm already in my workout clothes, so I'm halfway there. One thing I'm really looking forward to is hosting. I'm also really nervous about that because I feel like it's a lot of pressure that I'm pretty much only putting on myself. I haven't really had people over yet. The first day that everyone was here, it was Micah's family and my family. We had a big lunch, which was really nice, but I feel like that's different. Family is one thing, but I haven't had like a friends get together yet, which is definitely on my list. I want to be a hostess with the mostest. That's the phrase, I think. If it's not, my apologies, but that just sounds so nice. I have always wanted to like host a cute little dinner party that is like themed, go shopping for the ingredients, make a nice charcuterie board, whatever. Hopefully that'll happen soon. I feel like I'm still a little bit settling in, so I kind of want to wait till I feel like everything's kind of done and then we can have fun with the hosting. I had my first experience with a door-to-door salesman. He was selling pest control, and I had my first moment where he came up to me, he rang the doorbell, whatever. I went outside, I opened the gate, and he was like, hi, can I speak to the owner of this house? And in my head, in a split second, I was like, oh my gosh, do I say it? Like, do I? I don't know. I go, you are. And he kind of looked shocked. And he was like, oh, okay. And then whatever, went to give me his spiel. That was kind of one of those moments where I was like, damn, good for you, girl. For a second, I was straight up about to say, oh, my dad's not home right now, but I can take a message for him. I have a lot of imposter syndrome about this whole thing. It definitely feels crazy. It's always just funny to me because I feel like I'm doing these grown-up things, right? Like paying a mortgage and doing HOA things, whatever it is. Yet I still have to call and ask my parents what each single little term means. I have to ask about how sprinklers work. I have to ask about, oh, can you help me submit this HOA application form? Whatever it is, help me with this maintenance. Oh my gosh. Like, my parents have been so helpful throughout this whole thing. And it's actually been really nice because I feel like it's been giving us something to bond over. So they've been over a lot, helping out. My dad especially has been helping coordinate different things that, you know, you kind of just want your dad to do. So that has been really nice. My mom has been a legend with cleaning, helping me clean, because the construction crust in here was literally no joke. I wore white socks the day of move-in. The bottoms were orange within 20 minutes. So we literally spent 9 hours total, I think, scrubbing all these floors head to toe, which was actually insane. Even my very, very pregnant at the time sister was here helping. And so it was like a nice little family affair. It was nice to like bond over that and spend so much time together that I feel like normally we wouldn't have, especially because now that my sister's home, it's kind of nice that the gang's back together. She lived in New York for almost 10 years. And so we haven't had family time like that in so, so long. And it's nice now that she lives here, having her back home is so nice. And having a niece is so nice. I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be called. Auntie Ava. Aunt Ava, Aunt Shirley, short for Shirley Temple. Tati, isn't that auntie in, is that Italian or Portuguese? Maybe I'll just let her decide for herself. Whatever she wants to call me, she can call me. I've had this really big urge lately to want to get into hobbies, especially with the amount of more free time that I kind of have, especially since Micah's gone for 6 days. Once I get my work done, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I can hang out with my friends. Yes, I can hang out with my family, but lately, I've been having this longing sort of feeling for wanting to be a part of something again in terms of like a hobby. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like, especially because I'm pretty isolated in my life, if I don't put in the effort to not be, I'm not in school, so I don't have that as like a peer community. I don't have a normal work situation where I would have that community with like coworkers and stuff. I've just had this longing for, yeah, being a part of something, I guess, especially in like an active way. Like, I don't miss high school sports. Can be a little crazy, especially club. Okay. Love the memories I made there, but like, I'm not trying to do that, but I do miss being a part of like a team almost, not in the way where it's like, we have three practices a week. You know, that was for its own time. I put in the time there. I'm not trying to have something so demanding again, especially now that I'm older. It's like, I don't know, there's only like women's leagues, I guess. It's funny. I remember being in high school and I would always look at the women's league and be like, oh my gosh, they're so old. Girl, we're at the age people, high school kids are probably looking at you like that. That is so humbling. But yeah, I miss being in sports, I guess, not so rigorously like that and having it be my entire life, but just as something that I show up to once a week. I don't know. I was talking about it with one of my friends, and I was like, I would be interested in joining beach volleyball. Like, that sounds really fun. Back in the day, I kind of used to despise beach volleyball just because it was so much harder than court volleyball, and I would always get hot and just overstimulated. But now, once a week kind of sounds kind of nice. I don't know. I feel like I'm just looking for something to be a part of again. I think especially having uprooted my life and moving to a completely brand new city, I just feel like I want to make connections with people again and formulate friend groups, have things that are in the social calendar that I can look forward to. But sometimes that can also feel hard because I struggle a little bit with putting myself out there. It can be hard for me to meet new people, which might seem ironic given the nature of my job is very public, but I feel like I'm a very private, like I can be very shy, which if you think about it might make sense because my job is so isolating. I don't have to interact with anyone. It just so happens that a lot of people listen and tune into my stuff, but I've definitely struggled with putting myself out there before. It makes me really nervous, sometimes anxious, and I've definitely grown a lot from that. And I feel like I'm over the hump of the worst of my social anxiety, but sometimes it creeps in a little bit. Micah has definitely helped get me out of my comfort zone a lot. He's also introduced me to so many people that are really good friends of mine now, which I'm really grateful for. And he's just super outgoing. He loves having a lot of friends. And so that definitely pushes me to get more out there and inspires me to also have that. But then I'm also more of like an introverted person. So I don't know. I think I'm just looking for things of stability in my life, especially just living in a whole new place. I want to find my people. And it's really nice because I do have some really amazing friends that also live in this area, which is so nice. But yeah, sometimes it stresses me out, which might sound silly, but it stresses me out that if I don't put myself out there, nothing's going to change because I'm not in a position where I'm meeting new people and I'm like forced to meet new people. I think that's the one thing I miss about school is being around people my age and meeting new people, which is something that I never thought I'd miss, but here we are. So yeah, I'm kind of thinking out loud right now, but we'll see where all of that goes. I say all these things about wanting to put myself out there and get out there, but I'm the biggest homebody, especially when it's so cozy the way it is now. I just recently got my dream sectional couch. I've never had a big couch. I've never been able to like fully splay out, especially the one, if you've seen the one that I had in my apartment, which is what I'm sitting on now in the podcasting room. But we have this massive L now. And as much as I was excited and wanted to talk to you today, it took every fiber of my being to peel myself off that couch and stop reading the book I'm reading, which is The Perfect Marriage. I haven't read a book in so long. It's so upsetting. Like I said, been out of my routines, haven't been really making time for the things that I enjoy. And I feel like reading is just one of those things when life is hectic, that's like the last thing I'm gonna do, which is ironic because it's the most calming thing for me and I love it. I picked up that book. It's been on my TBR for so long. I think I heard about it from a TikTok, I wanna say like 2 years ago. It's been sitting on my shelf for so long. And I don't know what inspired me to read this murder, psychological thriller, suspense mystery book when I'm literally alone and my boyfriend's away. Because it's about a man whose mistress dies and then his wife is his defense lawyer. And then she finds out, obviously knows about, it's a whole debacle. Cheating husband, mistress dies, wife is involved. Kind of crazy. To what I was saying, the book is getting really good. And it's funny, when I am into a book, my screen time plummets so much. I think my screen time today is like an hour and 30 minutes. Usually by this time of day, it's like 5:30 right now. Honey, I'm past 4 hours. I'm past five, which I'm sad to admit, but I will for you. But I do think now that I'm more settled into the house, I'm out of the moving stages, the dog days are over. I'm kind of just to the fun stuff of like decorating. I think I'll have more time to go outdoors, see the world, meet some people. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else listening struggles with this, but I say all these things. I have the intention, but I'm like, am I going to do it? I don't know. There's a possibility that I don't. There's a possibility that I just stay indoors for the rest of my life and I never leave my house. That's kind of a joke. Also, this is just a random thought. Let me know what you think. Comment on the most recent podcast post so I can know your opinion, because you can't comment on podcast episodes. So it's really hard to get user feedback, but this room is so cute. I am thinking of doing a video version of the podcast. If that's something that you would want. If it's not, totally cool. You don't want to see my face. Trust me, I get it. That's less effort for me because I can record my podcast without pants on. I'll have to get dressed if I do that. But let me know what you think. I know some people really love watching podcasts on YouTube and don't really do the whole audio thing. So let me know your thoughts. I would love to know, because that's definitely something I'm considering. Like I said, this room is so cute, but it also might be nice to have a new, fresh video version of the podcast, kind of start a new chapter there. I fear I may have rambled too long about things that maybe you don't care about, but I just wanted to give you a little life update, catch up with you guys. I hope you're doing well. I hope you have a good rest of your week, rest of your day, rest of your night, whenever you're listening to this. Pretty much we're back to regularly scheduled programming now, so I'll be here with a new episode every single Wednesday if you want to tune in. Thank you so much for listening, and that was everything on my mind.